Welcome to Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. I'm your host, Angela Peters. The purpose of this podcast is to talk things tech-related, online privacy, digital wellness, copyright-related, and digital storage, and how to behave in a digital world. So let's get started. Hello, everyone! Welcome back for another episode of Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. Today we are going to be talking about optical media, i.e. physical media, and how it revolves into digital media in today's society. First, let's go blast in the past. Back when I was a young child, my family and I watched our movies via VHS tapes. I mean VHS tapes. VHS tapes back then, in my opinion, were a huge pain in the butt. I mean, having to rewind VHS tapes took forever in my book. Now that being said, when I was a young child, my family and I listened to music on CDs and using a CD player. As I got older, iTunes came out for digital music, then came Amazon Music. As I got into middle school, by the way, Spotify and Pandora has digital music. As I get into middle school, movies started to come out on DVDs as well as even TV shows. I thought that DVDs were more convenient than VHS tapes as they were easier to navigate. I'm not a huge movie person, but I love my TV shows and still do today. At age 14 to today, the TV and movie industry is changing in technology with these shows and movies going to digital, as well as music, but we will talk more in a different episode. Here is my thought. As much as this sounds like old school, I miss having TV shows on DVD to having creative designs on them. Anyways, now let's talk about starting digital files on physical media. Back from when I was in elementary school, we had floppy disks to store our files that we worked on the computer with. As time goes on, flash drives and USB drives started to be invented. Flash drives and USB drives in the K-12 school days, we had to buy and bring them to school. Back in elementary school, we used floppy drives. We were given ourselves. There is also other optical media sources out there. And in fact, still exists today. This is an important topic as some people are old school and want to use optical media to listen to music, watch TV shows and movies, store digital files, and play video games. Not only does optical media exist in TV shows, movies, music, and storing digital files, but it exists in computer games, video games. As back when I was growing up, we played The Sims on the computer and played, and we had discs back then. I'm going to give you guys a list of optical media that is used for watching TV shows and movies, listening to music, playing digital games, and storing digital files. Here is my list. Number one, ding, 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 CDs to store music. Number two, ding, 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 DVDs and Blu-ray disc. Three, ding, 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 floppy disc. Number four, ding, 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 USB drives. Number five, ding, 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 ink cards. Number six, ding, 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 chip cards. Number seven, and final, ding, 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 SIM cards. To conclude this episode, we have learned that we have several optical media, physical media storage to store several types of media, whether it be videos, film, music, digital files, games, and photos. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Digital Citizenship in a Digital World. I'll see you next time.